USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm like, why are you hitting the star?
That man speaking of when he confronted a man who was destroying President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame with a pickaxe early today.
You know, like, man, what did Donald Trump do to you? He just came and started hitting.
David Palmer and other witnesses say the suspect just took an axe out of a guitar case and started destroying the star. He reportedly called the LAPD as he walked away and later turned himself in to Beverly Hills Police. President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani says a recording of a 2016 conversation between then-candidate Trump and his former lawyer Michael Cohen gives, quote, no indication of any crime being committed. Giuliani tells Fox News Trump was unaware of any possible payment to a former Playboy model who's alleged she had an affair with Trump a dozen years before he was elected. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
An automaker's highly revered CEO has passed away. Sergio Marchionne died on Wednesday morning. He was the executive who brought Fiat and Chrysler back from near collapse. He joined Fiat in 2004, leading the Turin-based company's merger with then-bankrupt Chrysler. Then he built the dysfunctional companies into the world's seventh-largest automaker. Marchionne had surgery for a shoulder problem about 3 weeks ago in Switzerland, and word is he died of subsequent complications. He was 66. There are more allegations of sexual misconduct at NFL Network. The latest suit filed in Los Angeles yesterday accusing Hall of Fame receiver Michael Irvin and defensive back Eric Davis, among others, of harassing a makeup artist at the network. It details inappropriate touching, text messages, and harassment over the course of a decade. Davis was fired in January. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A suspicious package left at the South Los Angeles office of Congresswoman Maxine Waters is not a danger. That according to police and hazardous materials teams who were called in yesterday after the package reportedly featuring a reference to anthrax was found at the House Democrats' office. The office evacuated, but no one was injured. Waters has been calling for President Trump's impeachment, and she's been under fire since she was urging people starting last month to confront Trump administration officials in public if they don't agree with their policies. Roseanne Barr is going to be doing her first televised interview since getting fired by ABC over a racist tweet she sent. Barr is going to be on Sean Hannity's Fox News show tomorrow night. Fox says Barr will be discussing her tweet comparing Obama administration aide Valerie Jarrett to an ape. The comparison is what prompted ABC to cancel the reboot of Barr's show, Roseanne. The network's ordered a spinoff series, though, called The Conners, which Barr is not part of, and that will premiere in October. And Yelp is going to start showing restaurant health inspection records. The new policy actually started yesterday on around 40% of its U.S. restaurant listings collected from local health departments. That number will continue to grow, they say, within the next few weeks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.